Get you started in here. Let's get you started in here. Hi, YouTube Live. Hi, y'all. I am Jesse Lee Peterson from thefallenstate.tv. Welcome to the show. We're going to get to your questions and comments in a minute here. Merry Christmas. I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody and their mama. We have Christmas t-shirts, sweatshirts, t-shirts, and even Felice blanket. Go to thefallenstate.tv and click down to the store tab. All right? We absolutely appreciate it. And again, Merry Christmas. Every now and then, I like to have a Fallen State viewer as a guest, especially when they disagree with me. If you'd like to be a guest, you can apply at thefallenstate.tv. So today I have with me Aaron Marsh. He's a graduate of MIT, where he studies aerospace engineering and is currently a student at USC Law School. That's right down the road from us. Aaron is a social justice warrior, pro-Black Lives Matter, pro-affirmative action, pro-LGBTQ, pro-choice, and anti-Trump. And he also called himself a Christian. You know he's messed up. Beta!
Whoa.
You are beta all the way.
Whoa, that's...
Is that true about you?
I mean, I don't know what that term means.
What?
That sounds... What do you mean by beta?
Weak!
Weak?
Not an alpha male, but a beta male.
I'm stronger than you.
Not if you're beta. And so you wanted to challenge me, right?
Yes.
On those things.
Of course.
Pro-life... I mean, pro-Black Lives Matter, you're a social justice warrior. How old are you?
I am 23.
And what's your nationality?
I am Jamaican and white.
Jamaican and white?
Yeah.
So I think I read your father's Black?
Yes.
Black Jamaican, and your mother's a white woman?
Yes.
Amazing. I thought you were Indian.
That's
you look like an
offensive,
Indian.
But okay.
Do people tell you that?
They do.
And so you have half mixed race?
Yes.
You're mixed breed?
No.
Yeah. You have
used that word.
You have black and half white.
Yes.
Are your parents together?
Yes, they are.
They're married?
Yes, they are.
And are you only child?
No, I have a brother.
You have a brother?
He's watching this show right now.
What's his name?
George Morris.
Hey, George. Merry Christmas, George. Is he young or older?
He is older.
And so you wanted to challenge me. You're MIT. You're a graduate at MIT. That's supposed to be a pretty smart school, right?
Yeah.
Amazing. And let's start with the first thing you want to challenge me. You are a social justice warrior.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means I believe in equality for everyone.
What does that mean?
It means I think everyone deserves these equal chances in life, and they shouldn't be disadvantaged because of the color of their skin.
And do you know people who have been held back because of the color of their skin?
Well, yes.
Who?
Well, just about any black person.
And where's your proof to that?
My proof of that is found in the statistics that black people, on average, they make less money than white people, they succeed less often, and that's generally the proof.
Well, black women make more money than white women.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, see? And white people...
Why do you think that is?
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because black women tend not to get married. They have their babies out of wedlock, whereas white women tend to get married and have a family. And so the black woman is more to be out in the workforce than the white woman. So they have a little more experience, too.
I don't know if any of those facts are true. They're probably not. But
no, they're okay. True. I'm not going to tell you anything that's not true. Your thing sounds like it's made up. What is an aerospace engineer?
Well, it's a rocket scientist.
Oh, that's what you want to do?
That's what I did for a year after I graduated. Now I'm going to be a lawyer.
That's amazing. Why'd you give that up?
Well, I thought I could do the world better service by becoming a lawyer.
And so what, tell me something else about social justice warrior, because what you just said is not true. White people have gone out of their way to try to help blacks, but it's just that blacks are so difficult. Not all, but most.
Well, why do you think blacks are so difficult?
Because they were raised by single women, and then they've been catered to.
Were you raised by a single woman?
No, but they've been catered to.
Have you been catered to?
No, we're not talking about all, but most.
We're not talking
and
about
I don't
all.
Complain. You don't hear me complaining, do you?
I don't.
And so you ask why. Most of them are raised by single black women. No fathers in the home to guide them and show them how to be an alpha male, they end up becoming beta males. And so, but white people giving them affirmative action and all that.
You don't think that single women can raise good children?
I'm sorry?
You don't think that single women can raise good children?
If they don't have anger.
If they don't have anger.
Yeah, but most women have anger.
What does it mean to have anger?
Satan is your daddy. Do you have anger?
Satan is not my father.
Do you have anger?
Am I ever angry?
Do you have anger?
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what it means to have anger and you are MIT and a USC law student?
You just said that it meant that Satan is my father.
Do you have anger?
No.
You don't have any anger?
I have been angry before.
Do you have any anger?
Do I have anger?
Do you have anger?
I don't know what this means.
You don't know what it means to have anger?
I think this is something you've defined.
So you don't know if you have anger or not?
How would I know?
You don't know if you have anger or not?
No.
Amazing. And did you...
What?
Did you get into MIT and USC based on affirmative action?
No, I did not.
You did not? How do you know?
Well, California...
But you look black, like a black Indian.
Well, yeah, well, California...
How do you know you didn't get in on affirmative action? Because you don't even know what it means to have anger.
Well, I had similar stats as a white student in my high school.
How do you know?
I did better than him.
You didn't have to do better. You're black.
But I did.
They probably just let you pass anyway because of your color. Do you believe in affirmative action?
I do.
You do? Why?
Well, because I think it's important that smart students are exposed to people of other races.
But smart students don't use or need affirmative action. And most black students get in based on their blackness.
White students and Asian students need
affirmative
action.
And so I believe the only reason they get in because of color, not because of their ability.
Well, you have a subset of students who would do well at top universities, which would include a bunch of black students.
How would you know, though, if they got their affirmative action?
Well, they're doing well there right now.
No, how would you know? They let them pass anyway because they're black.
Well, it doesn't matter if they succeed there, does it?
No. It matters if they earn their way.
They are there now and they're earning their
way. But they're only there because of affirmative action.
But it's more difficult to pass through a college like MIT than it is to pass high school.
Not on base of affirmative action. I know other graduates from MIT who are black, and I'm not sure they pass on their own merits. I think they just got
You think there's affirmative action in the grading scale within MIT?
Yes.
That's not how this works.
Otherwise, how would blacks get in there?
Well, once they're already there.
How would they get in, though? If it went for affirmative action?
By being smart.
No.
Yes.
Black people are not smart.
Like they can't be?
They're not. They can be, but they're not.
They can be.
Yeah, if they didn't have any help from affirmative action.
If you imagine this as a bell curve, over all the subset of black people, there will be some that are qualified and smart.
But I wouldn't know that, though, because of affirmative action based on color.
Well,
you just
have
the Asian kids suing at a school in Michigan because they're being discriminated against and letting the blacks get in who are dumb and can't afford it.
The class size at Harvard or MIT is about 1,000 students.
Not because they're earning it.
If there are 1,000 black students that are smart enough to have earned it, wouldn't you be able to let them all in?
But they're not earning it.
How would they not be earning it?
Because of affirmative action.
You have 1,000
smart
black
students.
You
believe in affirmative action, right?
Yes.
I don't believe that you're earning your way. I think they're letting you in because you look black, even though you look like an Indian, but you look black too, and they let you through because of your color.
Well,
I guarantee you.
That mode of
because
belief,
you didn't even know if you had anger or not, so that's not very smart.
That mode of belief depends on the idea that you can rank intrinsically every single student in the United States.
Every black
and
one.
And some of them won't be equal to others.
We would never know that, though, because affirmative action is in the way.
Well, affirmative action isn't in the way.
It is, though. I went to a graduation at one of the major schools in the country, and I told the blacks, I don't believe you guys graduated because you earned it. I believe you got in and graduated because you were black.
Well,
and if you notice,
you're combining
black,
getting in with
black
graduating.
Men and women, they have to lower the scales to let them in. Even your SAT score doesn't have to be as high as normal people. And when you get into school, you don't have to make the same grades. Down in Ohio, the black men and women who wanted to be a police officer could not make a C on the test. And so they said, okay, if you can make a D, You can become a police officer in Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, and they can make a D. So it's okay, we'll lower it to an F. If you could just make an F on the test. And so they lowered it to an F for the blacks.
Yeah, earlier there you said blacks don't have to do the same as normal people.
Right.
Black people are normal people.
No.
They are people.
But yeah, they're people, but not normal.
They are normal.
What's
people.
Normal about them?
They exist.
No, what's normal about them?
They're humans.
What normal?
There's nothing
about
special.
They beg
about
and they
black
blame
people.
And they complain and they get angry. They can't have a criticism. They're on an ego trip. The average people are not like that.
Well, I'm confused how you're applying all these characteristics to people based entirely on the color of their skin.
I may not know my flowers, but I know black people.
As a community?
As a people.
As people.
Yeah. They're horrible. I even have Asian and foreigners who tell me all the time with businesses that they won't hire black people. Because they are late, they complain, they won't have work, they don't take criticism, then they want to sue you if you have to let them go because they cry racism.
Would you hire black people?
I would, but I don't want to.
But you do?
Not anymore.
Okay.
It's a headache, believe me.
All right.
What's the next thing you want to challenge me on? So you wrote me this letter. It says, so Aaron contacted me through the website. He wrote, I am a graduate from MIT and now attend USC Law School. I want to show you and your views what it is like to get beaten by a beta male. Aaron is a beta male. A beta male, a liberal badass, liberal black man like me. Any issues, any form. I am amazing at debates. Get at me. Don't be too afraid of being embarrassed.
Well, I think that's a great starting
point.
That's
from you, right?
Yeah.
And so you did right there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, badass. Let me see you, badass.
Well, what would you like to talk about?
You don't even know if you have anger or not. And you think affirmative action is good for black people.
I do. I think it's good for, it's not just good for black people.
So far, you're losing.
Well, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
So far, you've just told me that I'm losing.
No, you are. You don't even know if you have anger or not. You don't know what that is. You got into MIT and USC Law School because of your color, not because you're qualified.
Do you have a squib?
I have a what?
A squib.
A what?
A squib.
What's that?
I don't know. I made it
what
up.
What did you say? A squib?
A squib.
A squib?
A squib.
What is that?
I don't know. I made it up.
Oh, you just made that up?
Yeah.
Beta!
Well, how can you know if you have it if I just made it up?
Beta!
Alpha?
You call yourself a beta male and a liberal, right?
Sure.
Are you a liberal male?
I am liberal.
And are you a beta male?
Sure.
Really? And you know that a liberal male means that you're a weak man, right?
I'm stronger than you, but
you think and act like a woman.
Does that make someone weak?
Yeah, not
a
real
woman.
Yeah, you don't think so?
No.
You don't think if you're weak, you act like a female?
No.
You think you act like a man?
Yeah.
Well, why are you weak?
I'm not weak.
You're just like your mother.
That's good. My mother's a great person.
You're just like her?
Yeah.
Beta! Women are not going to like you being like that. They're going to beat you up.
Women like me.
Have you ever dated?
Yeah.
Have you ever dated black?
Yeah.
Did you go back?
Sure.
You went back from being, once you dated black?
I don't discriminate.
Can you go back once you date black?
Yeah.
You dated white?
Yeah.
Asian?
Yeah.
Mexican?
Yeah.
Just anything?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Discrimination's wrong.
Oh, yeah, you don't discriminate?
No.
You never discriminate?
I try not to.
Do you ever discriminate?
No.
You never discriminate?
No.
So when you took the bus here today, wasn't that a discrimination against the car?
Yes.
Not driving? So you do discriminate.
Absolutely. I'll discriminate against things that are bad, just not against people.
And so you are discriminating against me by disagreeing, right?
No, that's
yes,
not
you
how
are.
That works.
I'm not pro Black Lives Matter. That's a radical, evil, agitated organization that was founded by black lesbians and black radical homosexuals and social justice warriors.
What's wrong with
so
black
you're
lesbians?
Discriminating against me, right? Because I disagree with that.
I will disagree. I will discriminate against you all day for hating black lesbians.
I don't hate.
Well, why did you scream
but
black
I don't
lesbians?
Hate. Why you discriminate against me if you don't discriminate?
Why I don't discriminate on the based on the color of people's skin.
Why are you discriminating against me? You say you do not discriminate.
Well, some things are bad.
So you
some
do
things
discriminate.
Are good.
So you do discriminate.
Among good and bad things, yes.
You do discriminate.
Yeah.
Okay, so you take that back when you say you don't discriminate.
I take back when I... No, I don't. What? Some things are good, some things are bad.
And do you discriminate?
Against the bad things, absolutely.
Okay, so you do discriminate.
Yes, against bad things.
Amazing. And so you say you are liberal, which means you're beta male. And what is a beta male?
To me?
Uh-huh.
Well, to me, beta male is a term made up by people who like toxic masculinity.
And what is toxic masculinity?
It's a version of masculinity where you define the male identity in something that's aggressive and harmful to other people.
But what's wrong with being aggressive as a man?
Well, it's harmful to other people.
How is it harmful to other people?
Well, if you're using your aggression to do harm, then it's harmful to other people.
But alpha males don't use aggression because they're real men and they don't need to use that. It's natural for them to be that way. A beta male have to use aggression. So you say
what
you
what is an alpha male to you?
A real man, not a liberal, not a beta, but a man of courage, of perfect love, of truth and honesty, not afraid, can give and take. He has courage. He's not a beta.
Those sound like liberal values.
No, those are not liberal values.
Those
you just like your
values.
Mother, right?
Yeah.
You're just like your mother.
My mother is courageous and honest.
And you're just like your mother?
Yeah.
Amazing. Your mother's a beta woman?
Is she what?
A beta woman.
Well, no, she's alpha. You just said she's courageous and honest.
No. I didn't say that about your mother.
You said alpha is courageous, honest, strong.
I didn't say that about your mother. You said you're just like your mother. You are a liberal beta. So you promote, you support... You're a pro-LGBTQ?
Yes, I
That's a homosexual thing, right?
Among other things, yes.
Why do you support homosexuals?
Because they're human beings.
How do you know?
How do I know that homosexuals are human beings?
Are they normal?
Well, they're a minority.
Are they normal?
No, they're a minority.
Are they normal?
No, they're a minority.
Are they normal? You said, no, they're not normal?
No.
And so why do you support the homosexual? Would you marry one?
No, I'm not a homosexual.
Oh.
I would marry a bisexual person.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Why would you want your son to be a homosexual?
I would be okay with it.
Would you want your son to be a homosexual?
I have no strong feelings one way or the other.
Would you want your daughter to be a LGBTQ?
I have no strong feelings one way or the other.
Do you care about right from wrong?
Yes.
Is it normal to be that way?
Is normal defining right and wrong?
Is it normal to be a LGBTQ?
I don't think you should define right and wrong based on some median.
Is that normal?
Is it normal?
No, is it normal?
Well, what does normal mean?
You don't know what normal means?
Well, you can define it many different ways.
How do you define it?
Well, I would say average. It sounds like what you're saying is average.
You think the LGBTQ are average?
Oh, I don't think they're average.
You think they're abnormal?
I think they're... not the median. They're not the majority.
And why do they keep begging and blaming and complaining?
Well, because they didn't have the same rights as us.
Well, same rights that they didn't have that you had or have.
Well, the right to marry who they love.
They can marry who they love.
Yes, now they can.
They always had that.
No.
Yeah, they could have just married them and stayed with them and never not fronted in front of the normal people. Because they're still not married.
Well, they just got the right to marry in
2015. But that doesn't make them married just because of the law... says that they're married. They're not really married. You can't marry the same sex.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
You could say you are, but in reality, they're not married. It's an illusion. Do you like illusion or you like the real deal?
Well, I like the real world.
So is being married to another man the real deal?
Oh, yeah.
That's real to you?
Yes.
And what is an illusion?
What is an illusion is something that's fake.
Something that's fake? You don't think marrying the same sex is fake?
No.
Why do they have to go outside of their homosexuality to have a child? If it's normal. Heterosexual people
well,
don't have to go outside.
They can adopt.
No, but they still have to go outside. They can't lay with each other and make a baby.
But they can't lay with
each
other.
But a man and a woman can do that.
That's a good point.
Don't you think that's abnormal? If God had wanted them that way, he knew they wanted kids. He would have made them popular, right?
If God didn't want them that way, he wouldn't have made them that way.
He didn't make them that way.
He did.
Satan did.
Satan?
They were traumatized.
Satan does not have that kind of power.
No, they were traumatized. He messed with their mind. They think that they are. So is a man thinking, so as he is. You agree to that?
Have you seen Satan do this?
Do you agree to that? Yes, I have.
You've seen Satan do
this? I've seen Satan mess with people's mind.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've seen people overcome the mind. They overcome the fall. Do you believe most people are in a fallen state?
No.
You don't believe in most people in a fallen state?
No.
Are you in a fallen state?
No, I'm in California.
Have you ever been in a fallen state?
No.
Do you know what it means to be in a fallen state?
Well, let me correct that. I've been in West Virginia. It's not doing great right now.
Do you know what it means for human beings to be in a fallen state?
No.
Amazing. I told you got into MIT and USC based on color. I thought you were going to be a badass today. So far, you're not bad.
You know that California doesn't have affirmative action, right?
I know that it was supposed to be taken away, but some of the schools sneak it in anyway.
Oh.
Especially when it comes to black people. You're pro-choice.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means that a woman has the right to choose.
So you think just like a woman. But you're like your mother, right?
What?
You're like your mother, right?
I am like my mother.
That's why you think and feel like a woman.
I don't think I feel like a woman.
But only women think that. Not all, of course. Only women think that. And beta males think that it's
only
all right to kill a baby inside her womb.
Only women and beta males think that women have rights?
Only beta males and women think that it's okay for a woman to kill a baby inside the womb.
Well, it's not a baby.
It is a baby.
Fetus, but
do you think that it's okay to kill a baby inside the womb?
Well, it's not a baby, but
do you believe it's okay?
I think a woman has a right to choose.
To choose what?
To choose whatever she wants to do.
To kill a baby?
To make her own private medical decisions.
And who gave her that right?
Well, the U.S.
The U.S. gave her that right to have an abortion?
Yeah.
Did God give her that right?
Sure.
God gave her the right to kill a baby?
Yeah.
Amazing. Are your brother watching?
He is.
He's going to be ashamed of you.
I don't think so.
No, is he like you?
He is.
He's just like his mother, too?
Well, he's a little more conservative.
I mean,
he's a fan of your show.
Oh, right on. His name's George?
Yeah.
Hey, George! I'm sorry about your brother.
Don't encourage him.
He said he's a badass, and he is.
Don't encourage him.
No, thank you, George.
Oh, gosh.
And speaking of the Great White Hope, I read that your father wanted to vote for the Great White Hope. President Trump, right? Yeah.
Yes.
But your mother and others talked him out of it.
Of course.
Beta!
Well, he's black.
Beta!
Black people shouldn't vote for Donald Trump.
Why?
Because Donald Trump hates them.
That's not true.
It's true.
Where's the proof that he hates them?
Well, in all his racist statements.
What is it? Like what?
Like building the wall.
Black people are not worried about black people for the wall.
When he called Africa an asshole country.
It is. He called that part of Africa an asshole country. And it is. That's why the people are trying to come here. And more blacks are working under the Great White Hope. And the support for the Great White Hope went up from black people to like 30-some percent.
So Donald Trump made black people not be lazy?
Those that are working, they love him.
How did he make them not lazy?
By offering them jobs, making jobs available.
So it wasn't that they were lazy that made them poor, it's that they didn't have jobs.
A little both, because the illegal alien was taking the jobs away. You're right about that.
No, that's not true.
That is.
It's not.
No, we tested it.
That's not how it works.
No, we tested it.
It's just not how
it works. We put blacks on the street corners to get jobs. And the business people would pick up the illegal aliens and pay them for less, and they omit the blacks because they would have to pay them more, and they paid the blacks under the table.
Well, that sounds like an abuse of the immigration system.
And also at UCLA, I believe, I know at one time they may be still doing it, but I'm not sure, that if you wanted a job at UCLA, you had to speak Spanish and English.
That's good.
They didn't have English first.
That's fine.
That's not good. If you're an American citizen, you shouldn't have to speak like a Mexican to get a job.
A lot of American
citizens
speak Spanish.
Because American citizens come before illegal aliens. Do you agree?
No. I think people should come before people.
Amazing. Should the citizens come before the illegal aliens?
No.
They should not?
No.
Are you a nationalist?
No.
You're not a nationalist?
No. Nationalism stopped being a valid ideology in like the 40s.
No, it didn't. Normal people are still national. The Great White Hope announced that he's a nationalist.
Well, that's because he's not very smart.
You don't believe in putting the country first?
No.
You do not?
No.
You believe in putting the world first?
I believe that if you put the world first, the country will be better.
Do you believe in putting the world first?
if you put the world first, the country will be better.
Is that what you believe?
Yes.
And how would it be better? How would it be better?
Well, a global economy is good for every country, including the United States.
Amazing. Are you a liberal? I mean, you vote for the Democratic Party?
Of course.
Oh. And why do you call yourself a Christian?
Because I was raised as a Christian, went to church, and I still believe in Jesus.
You believe in Jesus?
Yeah.
So you were raised that way, and not because you decide on your own?
Well, I mean, I did decide on my own.
No, you were raised that way.
I was.
And what does it mean to believe in Jesus?
It means you believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
And who don't believe that?
Well, non-Christians.
That doesn't make you a Christian.
That is the definition of Christianity.
No, it's not.
It kind of is.
No.
What do you think the definition of, what do you
think
makes you a
Christian? That's not the definition.
Believing in Christ doesn't make you a Christian?
No, it doesn't.
Well, what does?
Do you still sin?
Yeah. Doesn't everyone?
You believe in Jesus and you still sin.
Don't you?
You still sin, right?
Don't hold yourself sinless.
No, do you still sin?
Of course.
And were you sinning before you believed in Jesus?
Yeah.
And then after you believed in Jesus, you still sin?
Yeah.
Nothing changed?
Are you sinless?
Nothing changed.
Is that what you're saying?
Let me ask, nothing changed?
That's a crazy view.
Nothing changed?
Well, no, nothing.
Then how do you know you're a Christian? You're the same
person. Well, I've always been a Christian.
You're the same sinner you were prior to believing in Jesus, so nothing changed, right?
Can you...
Beta!
Do you sin?
Are you proud to be a beta?
Do you sin?
No.
No.
You cannot sin if you're a son of God.
Whoa.
So nothing changed about you, right?
I think white supremacy is a sin.
You were a devil before Jesus and a devil after Jesus, right?
I've been a Christian my whole life. I have no idea.
Your mother imposed that on you?
No one's imposing me on anything.
How did you become a Christian your whole life?
By going to church.
Everybody going to church, that doesn't mean nothing. Because you're still sinning and you support, you pro-LGBT,
yeah.
You pro-choice, you anti-Trump, you pro-affirmative action. You're a social media, social justice warrior, and you're pro-Black Lives Matter. You're still a sinner.
Those aren't sins.
Those are sins.
Those are not. Wait, thinking that Black Lives Matter is not a sin.
You think that Black Lives Matter?
Yes.
Why do you think that?
Because, I think Black people are human beings.
Why do you think Black Lives Matter?
Because Black people are human beings.
What else reason you think Black Lives Matter?
Is that not enough?
What else do you think?
Well, I think you shouldn't kill black people for no reason.
Black people killing each other, killing themselves.
Yes, and it's wrong.
And so why are they doing it? Do they believe Black Lives Matter?
Probably.
And did you agree with Black Lives Matter when they said, what do we want? Kill the cop? When do we want it now? Did you agree with that?
I understand that Black Lives Matter isn't a group of people.
Did you agree with that?
It's just a
Did you agree
statement.
With that?
Do I agree we should kill
cops?
No,
did you agree with that?
No, I don't.
And so Black Lives Matter were evil for chanting that, right?
No, you just said Black Lives Matter chanted it.
They did. What do we want?
No definition
and cops. When
Lives
do we
Matter.
Want it? Now. Do you agree with
and
that?
And cops?
Do you agree? What do we want? When do we want it? Now. Did you agree with that?
When do we want what?
Aaron, you're not being a badass. You're acting like a beta. I told them you weren't going to be a badass because you look too nice on the net.
It's true.
Yeah. So you're not a badass. You tricked us to get on the show.
I did call myself a beta in the email.
I know. Beta! You like being a beta?
Yeah, it's fine.
You like getting pushed around by girls?
I don't.
But they do push you around.
No.
Yeah, you're easy.
When you treat people with respect, they don't push
no,
you around.
No, the girls walk over you because you're weak.
You just made that up.
Are you nice?
Yeah.
You're nice?
Yeah.
Weak! George's not going to like you after this.
George will be just fine.
George is embarrassed. Anything else you want to ask me about?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
I want you to tell me how you're an alpha.
I have no fear, no doubt. I love what's right with all my heart, soul, and might. I love all people. I have no hatred toward anyone.
Except black lesbians.
I'm able to speak up but not resent. I disagree with evil, and I agree with what's good, what's right.
What's evil?
Black Lives Matter.
Why is Black Lives Matter?
Because they call for the death of cops. What do we want? Dead cops. When we want it now. Pins in the blanket. And they were supported by Barack Obama, the fallen messiah, Big Mama Michelle. And then after that, cops were being killed around the country.
Do you think it's a sin to make things up?
What have I made up?
Well, saying that after Black Lives Matter did that, cops that were killed around the country.
That
did not
happen after they chanted that, marching down the streets of New York.
Well, you made up that they chanted it.
So they didn't march down the street of New York chanting that.
Kill the cops? No.
What do we want? Dead cops.
No,
when do we want it? Now. So you didn't know about that?
Well, no, because it didn't happen.
If that's true, let's assume that it's true.
Why would we assume that's true?
If that's true, would that be evil?
I'm not assuming that's true.
That is true.
It's not true.
But you seem not to know because you're affirmative action, baby. MIT made a big mistake, but you're black.
Did you go to college?
No. I went for one year.
Makes sense.
I went for LA City one year only to meet a white girl.
Huh.
Then I met a white girl and did what I want, and then I stopped going.
Are you married?
No.
Do you date?
Not now. I used to, but not now. I don't have time now. How about you?
Yeah.
You date now?
Yeah.
More than one girl at the same time?
No.
You're dating one girl now?
Not really dating anyone.
Oh, you. And but why are you not dating now?
I don't want to.
Why not?
I'm in law school.
Because you're beta.
Law school is beta?
No, you're beta. We got to stop for a minute. And I got to do Indiegogo campaign that we have going on. We have an Indiegogo. Oh, two more minutes? Oh, we have two more minutes.
Oh.
What is it like being a beta?
Why don't we talk about illegal immigration?
What about it?
Well, you think that illegal immigration harms black people.
Yes.
You understand that's not true, right?
Because they move into the inner cities first and foremost. They're over at high schools in the inner cities, in this city at least. There are fights nearly every day between the black students and the Mexican students because they don't know the difference between the illegal and the legal. Black kids are being pushed to the side to try to teach the illegals. Blacks feel pushed out in the healthcare industry. When black women, most of them have their babies out of wedlock, so they need the government. 70% of babies are born out of wedlock to black women who were born in this country. And when they go to the county facilities to have babies, the Mexicans are lining up. And so that's hurting them in healthcare. And job-wise, they're taking the low-wages job from black people. Are you aware of all that? And then they bring in drugs and crime against the blacks.
Well, I can't be aware of most of that because most of that is made up, but...
You're not aware of any of that?
No.
Oh. Why aren't you aware of that?
Well, because none of that's true.
Amazing. How did you hear about the fallen state?
Well, my brother watches it.
He told you about it?
Yeah.
What did he tell you?
He told me about 4 weeks ago.
What did he tell you?
He likes to watch your show and pick out quotes that he likes.
Oh, okay. Your brother's conservative?
I think so.
Does he know you're a beta liberal?
Sure.
Your brother know that?
Yeah.
And how does he feel about that?
Well, I'm sure he has strong feelings on it.
Yeah, you are. And does he know, did you vote for Crooked Line Hillary?
I did not.
Did you vote for the Great White Hope?
No, I don't hate myself.
And who would you vote for?
I voted for Gary Johnson.
Amazing. You been smoking pot today?
I do not do drugs.
You do not do drugs?
No.
Oh, okay. Any other questions for me? So do you disagree with what I said about the illegal aliens?
Well, of course, because they're not, for starters, they don't take black people's jobs.
Yes, they do.
They don't take jobs.
That's not true.
Not how it works.
They take low-wage jobs. Low-paying jobs.
You understand there's
Are you
not,
saying that's not true?
You understand there's not a limited subset, the limited number of jobs, right? As the population increases, the number of jobs increases.
Are you saying they do not take low-paying jobs?
Yes.
You're saying they don't do that?
I'm saying that's jobs are not a finite quantity.
Amazing.
You can't take jobs.
Well, they
from
are
someone.
From black people.
You
Let me ask you, are you for the wall,
jobs.
The big, beautiful wall around the border?
Well, no, I'm not for wasting gobs of government money.
So you're not for the big, beautiful wall around the border?
No.
Are you for allowing the illegal aliens to just come in?
Yes.
Just let them come in?
Yeah.
And you have no problem with that?
Of course not.
Do you put them before you put the American citizens?
Well, they won't harm American citizens.
Who come first, the American citizens or illegal aliens?
They come the same. They're people.
Amazing. So I do have to stop now, just for a minute. I want to make this announcement about our Indiegogo campaign, and it's so amazing, and You want to come on up and tell us about it, Dylan? Dylan is here. He worked with James on the radio show. Tell us about the Indiegogo campaign.
Hey, y'all. My name is Dylan. I'm here to announce the amazing perks of our Indiegogo campaign. Did you know that you can win the opportunity to host The Fallen State by donating to our Indiegogo campaign? You can sit in Jesse's chair. You can turn the tables on him, ask him anything in an interview. Or whether you agree with Jesse or disagree, you can become a guest on The Fallen State. Sit in that chair right there. Your episode will air on our channel and go out to our over 180,000 subscribers and counting. We've already raised over our over $10,000, but we have a long way to go in order to reach our goal. The deadline to donate and get your own episode is this Friday at midnight, so don't hesitate. To see all the perks we provide and donate, go to the Indiegogo link in the description below this video, or you can visit thefallenstate.tv. Scroll down to the bottom and see the Indiegogo link. Donate today and collect your perks. It's amazing!
Amazing! And thank you all in advance. We absolutely appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Dala. That was really good.
Yeah.
So Aaron is here. Aaron disagreed with me on some things, so he invited asked us, could he come on, and he was going to be a badass beta male, right? No such thing. Aaron, do you disagree? Then we're going to take some questions and comments from the YouTube Live people.
Yeah.
Do you disagree with me that progressives are weak, insecure people, and they're like girly men?
Yes.
You disagree?
Well, no, yeah, progressives aren't weak.
Yes,
progressives
are
the ones that make change.
But they make bad changes.
They make good changes.
They turn good to evil.
It takes courage to make changes that are positive in the world.
Like what, for example?
Like ending segregation.
But white people did that.
Black people did that.
No, along with some black people.
Black people led it.
So segregation doesn't exist now, right?
Well, segregation is illegal.
It doesn't exist.
It's illegal.
What do you think about the blacks who, I believe it was Harvard University, who want to separate, the black student want to separate totally from the white student? They want their own thing. Is that segregation on the part of black people?
Well, I think you're exaggerating that, but segregation is bad if they were to do that.
So that would be segregation, and
yes.
You say that's bad for the blacks to do that?
Typically, yes.
And why would they want to do it?
Well, there would be valid reasons to do it. For instance, if they wanted to create a safe space for themselves to talk amongst each other and discuss complaints that white students don't typically have.
Like what?
Like racism.
Like free stuff?
No, like racism.
And you disagree with me that there is no such thing as racism.
Yeah.
You've heard me say that racism doesn't exist.
Are you sure about that?
It's a made-up lie by the children of the lie.
What's the children of the lie?
The liberal media, the race hustler blacks, the Democratic Party, the rhino Republicans, and the Neville Trumpers. They are children of the lie.
So you don't think there's black racism?
Black lives matter, radical lesbians, and radical black homosexuals. You believe that racism exists?
Of course.
Where's your proof?
Well, my proof is just the fact that black students do poorly.
Where's your proof?
Of racism?
That's racism, yeah.
Well, I think if you start with the assumption that all people are made equal, then racism has to exist.
Where's the proof of that?
That all people are made equal?
No, that there's racism.
Well, you can compare outcomes of black people and prove racism if you know that everyone started at the same place. There has to be an outside effect on it.
If black people had father and mother together raising them, would they need affirmative action?
Yes, because that's wholly immaterial.
It's wholly immaterial? What do you mean?
I mean, it's that's single women can raise perfectly fine children.
So if they have single women raising perfectly fine children, why are they so screwed up coming from single women?
Because that's not true.
What's not true?
That they're so screwed up coming.
You don't
from
think blacks are, most blacks are screwed up?
I do not.
Why do they need affirmative action?
Well, because they're disadvantaged.
Why are they most on a Democratic plantation?
Is that what you call blacks who vote with their own interest in voting against racism?
Why? That's why they're most on the Democratic plantation?
Well, they're Democrats because Republicans hate them.
I want to tell you that no such thing as racism. I grew up on a plantation down in Alabama under Jim Crow laws. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
And the word racism didn't even exist. And the blacks knew that there were good whites and good blacks and good Mexicans and everything else, and bad Mexicans, bad blacks, and bad whites. And the reason that the Jim Crow law existed was because of the Democratic Party. And the Republican Party was started by black people with the help of other white people, not by Democrats.
You know that that Jim Crow is racist, right?
I know that it's evil, but it was started by the Democratic Party. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it was started by Southern Dixiecrats.
Democrats, right?
Well, Dixiecrats.
Were they Democrats?
Technically.
What's the, besides body parts, and then we'll take some questions. Besides body parts, what's the difference between you and a woman?
The difference between me and a woman?
Yes.
Aside from biological sex?
Yes.
Well, identity.
What does that mean?
Well, identity is how you view yourself, right?
You mean like you view yourself as a male?
Yeah.
And a woman would view herself as a female?
Yeah.
And that's the only difference between the two, between you and a woman?
Well, that's gender.
And that's the only thing that's different between you and a woman?
Yes.
Otherwise, you're just like a woman?
Except for biologically.
Except for biologically,
yeah.
You're just like a woman.
Other than being biologically male, I am just like a woman, yes.
You're just like a woman.
With the giant exception of being male.
Do you think that it's normal for you to be just like a woman as a male?
When you account for the fact that I'm biologically male, yeah, I do.
It's normal for you to be like a woman?
Yeah.
Amazing.
You understand that?
Amazing. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. let's see some questions that come in from YouTube Live. Kelly, do we have any? Okay, let me have it. Huh? Okay, let me know when you're ready. Do George, your brother, does he know you're just like a woman?
Does he know I'm a human being? Yeah.
Does he know you're like a woman?
Does he know I'm a human being? Yeah.
No, that's not what I asked. Does he know you're like a woman?
Your question was, if you control for the fact that I'm male, am I just like a woman? And yeah.
Does George know that?
Yeah.
And how does George, your brother, feel about that?
I'm sure he's quite fine with it because he's also a human being himself.
Is he like a woman too?
Yeah.
George, your brother, is just like a woman.
Sure.
Amazing. How does your father feel about you being like a woman?
Well, my father is also a human being.
Is he like a woman?
In that they're both humans? Yeah.
Is he like a woman?
Was my father,
yeah.
When you control for the fact that he's male, like a woman?
I know he has.
Yes.
Hopefully he still has his male body parts, right?
Yeah.
Other than that, is he your father just like a woman too?
Yeah.
Is your mother like a woman or a man?
You know women are people, right?
Is your mother like a woman or a man?
She is biologically female.
Other than biologically, what is she like, a woman or a man?
Other than biologically, she identifies as a woman.
And does she know you and George and her, you said it's her husband, right?
Yeah.
Does she know all you males are just like a woman?
Yeah, we're all people.
All just like a woman.
Yeah.
Amazing. Are you comfortably saying this? You comfortable saying this?
Am I comfortable saying that I am a human being?
You're like a woman.
Absolutely.
You're saying that you're like a woman. And you're
because
okay with saying that.
I believe
that.
Women are people, yeah.
You believe that it's okay for you to say you're like a woman.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Is there something wrong with that?
Not if you want to be. It's your body, your choice. let's see what else you have. Oh, you disagree with me that mixed race kids catch hell in school from black kids.
Yeah, I'm
why
mixed,
you disagree?
So I can just say that's not true.
Why are you saying it's not true?
Because I went to school as a mixed person.
And what kind of school did you go to?
I went to a school in West Virginia.
Was it mostly blacks or whites or what?
It was about 50-50.
Mostly, I mean, it was half white and half black?
Yeah.
And did you hang out with the blacks or the whites?
Well, I hung out with the band nerds.
With the what?
With the band nerds.
The band
people
nerds?
Played instruments.
Oh, and were they majority black or white?
I think they were pretty evenly split, too.
They were half black and half white? And so no one teased you about being half and half or mixed?
Well, of course they did, but it comes from people such as yourself calling me Indian.
So the black kids teased you about being mixed?
Well, yeah, as much as white kids.
So then you don't disagree with me that you catch hell in school for being mixed.
Well, I do disagree, because that statement makes it sound as though I catch hell from black kids being mixed because of the black people and not because they're children.
Because they're black and children, and they hate white people, so you sound white even though you look like an Indian. That's why they will argue about it. How did you handle that?
Well, actually, if you look linguistically, all black people and white people in West Virginia, they speak the same dialect of English.
How did you handle that, being teased?
Well, being teased about what?
Being mixed. You seem more white than you did black.
I didn't get teased about that.
How did you, for being mixed?
I didn't.
They teased you that you look like an Indian, right?
Well, yeah, like you did.
And how did you handle that?
Fine.
You handled that fine? You okay being teased that you look like an Indian?
I mean, sure.
And so you okay with looking like an Indian?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being an Indian.
Oh, okay. So then you do agree with me, right?
No.
You disagree with me that Donald Trump is the great white hope. The great white hope is like Jesus.
You understand he's bad at everything, right?
Like what?
Like the economy.
He's not bad at anything, but what is he bad at?
Doing crime.
How is he bad with the economy?
Well, he passed massive tax cuts that are going to drive the U.S. into debt and not instigate the economy.
So far that has not happened, right?
Well, the stock market's crashing.
So far that has not happened. Lowering your taxes has not driven the U.S. into debt, right?
It has. The deficit has been driven up by,
$1 trillion? Did you give your extra money back?
What?
Did you give it back? You didn't want it? You didn't want to pay less? Do you pay less taxes?
I don't pay any taxes. I'm a student.
Oh, because you don't work?
Yes.
You do not work?
I'm a student, yeah.
Who take care of you?
Well, loans.
Loans?
Yes.
Oh.
It means I will pay myself in the future from my own earnings.
Amazing. So what else you disagree with the great white hope about? That he's not like Jesus.
That he's not like Jesus?
Yeah,
well,
you disagree with me that the great white hope is like Jesus.
Didn't he also have several children out of wedlock?
Would that be after he became president or before he became?
Before he became president?
He had, not out of wedlock, he was married with all his kids. But since being president, he hasn't done any of those things. Does that count?
So you only supported Donald Trump once he became president?
I didn't know much about Donald Trump before he started running for president.
So what do you like about him now that he's the president?
He's alpha male. He's a nationalist. He put the country first. He's stopping the illegals from coming here. He is bringing back jobs and money so that folks here can work and earn a living. He's uniting the races rather than dividing them.
Did Obama divide the races?
Yes. Yeah. Did you support the fallen Messiah?
Did I support Barack Obama? Yeah.
You do? Why?
Well, he's a smart man.
In what way?
Well, I mean, he led the country out of the Great Recession.
What?
Didn't he end the Iraq War? Lead the country out of the recession? Stimulate the economy?
No. Only Trump did that.
Vastly improved lives for everyone.
Okay, we got to take some questions for you because we're running out of time.
Okay.
From YouTube Live.
Sure.
Mr. Badass.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Bob D. wants to know, says, ask Aaron if he's being truthful that he was teased just as much by the black kids as he was by the whites.
Are you being truthful that you were teased as much by the blacks as you were the whites?
Yes.
You are being honest?
I am.
Okay. Was Joyce teased too?
I don't know. Probably.
Your brother, was he teased by blacks and whites? Equally?
Yeah, probably.
Equally?
I mean, yeah.
Does he look like an Indian?
No.
He looked black?
Yeah.
Oh. And you think blacks and whites in school tease him equally?
Yeah.
50-50, right?
You know children tease people.
50-50, right?
50-50, yeah. Okay. That's about right.
So he said yes, he told the truth.
Okay. The next question is from Musty Challoner, who says, does this guy even believe in borders?
Do you believe in borders?
Barely.
Barely? And why is that?
Well, I mean, I believe that the authority of a country's laws has to stop somewhere. So, yes, I believe in borders. Do I believe in strong border security to stop maybe quarantine, stop viruses from propagating, diseases, livestock? But do I believe we should stop the free movement of labor? No.
So we should not stop the illegal from coming in?
No.
You live in a room on campus?
Yeah, pretty much.
In a dorm, right?
Well, in an apartment.
Yeah, does it have walls around it?
Yes.
And why? Why not just tear the walls down and have an open apartment and let everybody come in?
Well, then it wouldn't be an apartment, would it?
Yeah, it would still be an apartment. It'd just be open.
Is this supposed to be a metaphor for
the border? Why don't you open it up if you believe in open borders? You're pro-open borders, right?
Yeah, I think the free movement of people is good. You know that the Berlin Wall was bad. Do you agree with that?
I don't know.
Okay.
So, yes, he believed in open borders.
Okay. We also want to say thank you to Colton Moore, Bill Jimenez, and others for their super chats. We have a super chat question from HB2N, who asks, since Aaron doesn't discriminate based on color or gender, would he have an issue with dating a transgender or a male? Is homosexuality bad?
Is homosexuality bad?
No.
It's not bad?
No.
Would you date a male?
No.
Would you date a transgender person?
Maybe.
You probably would date a man who turned himself into a woman.
A trans
body
woman?
Part, yeah.
Possibly.
Have you ever dated one?
No.
But you would possibly date one.
Why not?
Would you date Bruce Jenner?
No.
Why not?
Well, didn't she support Trump?
Yeah, but I think he has.
I think that's a no for me.
But if Bruce Jenner did not support Trump, you would date Bruce Jenner?
No. She's not attractive.
But you would date a man who did what Bruce Jenner did if they're attractive?
Maybe.
Amazing.
I haven't met one.
So it sounds like yes.
Okay, next question.
Yeah.
Brandon Johnson says, ask Aaron, why does he think he's stronger than Jesse?
Yeah, why do you think you're a badass and you admitted that you're a beta male and a liberal and you support everything that's wrong? What makes you think you're stronger than I am?
Well, I've been able to resist the urge to make money off of white supremacy by billing myself as a black conservative.
And what is white supremacy?
White supremacy is the belief that black people are inherently superior or inferior to white people.
Do you know any so-called white supremacy? Do you know any?
I know you now.
Are you pointing at me?
I am.
Other than me, do you know any?
Probably.
No, do you know any or not?
Do I, know any?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who?
Well, most of my Republican friends.
Most of your Republican friends are white supremacy?
Yeah.
And do they know you think that way about them?
Yeah.
And they call you friend?
No. I was using the term friend very generously.
Oh, I see. Do you know that black people think that they're superior to white people?
Some black people do.
So are they black supremacy?
Yeah.
Oh. Is Louis Farrakhan a black supremacy?
Potentially. Because I think there's an argument to be made there.
Because you think he is superior to whites?
Yeah.
How about Jeremiah Wright Jr.? Is he a black supremacy Obama preacher? Oh, yeah. Do your white friend know that you think of them as white supremacists?
I do not think of all of my white friends as white supremacists.
Those who voted, who are Republicans, do they know you think of them as white supremacy?
I think they know that I think that Republicanism is white
supremacy.
Do they
know that you think of them as white supremacists?
Sure.
You told them that?
Yeah.
And so you've said you guys are white supremacists.
I said that conservative Republican politics are white supremacists.
But did you tell them that they are white supremacists?
Well, if I told my friends that, they wouldn't be my friends, because I wouldn't be friends with a white supremacist.
So you've not told them that you feel that way about them?
I'm telling the world right now.
But you, up until now, you have not told your white friends that you think of them as white supremacists.
I don't think of my white friends as white supremacists.
Republican white friends as white supremacists.
I barely have. I don't really have Republican white friends.
But you just said your white friends who are Republicans.
I meant Facebook friends. It's a very different concept.
Oh, you meant your white friends who are Republicans on Facebook?
Yeah.
Not at school?
No.
Do you have white friends at school at USC or MIT who are Republicans and they're white?
No.
You have none, zero?
Zero.
And so why do you call the ones on Facebook white friends?
Well, because my Facebook friends, when you add someone on Facebook, they become
so you're just speaking of people online.
Yeah.
But you gave us the impression that you were speaking of friends in reality. People online are not your friend.
People on Facebook are people I know in reality. They're
have you told
you
them
to
that they're your friends online?
I don't really talk to them.
Have you told your white friends online who are Republicans that they are supremacists?
No.
Oh, why haven't you told them that?
Well, I don't normally post about politics on Facebook.
Why not? You're supposed to be honest with them, right?
Yeah. Well, they don't have any reason for me to tell them that.
But you see them as those who are Republicans as white supremacy, right?
Mostly.
Online.
Yeah.
And yet you're friends with them.
On Facebook.
On Facebook. You're still friends with them.
On Facebook,
yeah. But you haven't told them how you see them.
I think they would know.
How would they know?
Well, because in general, conservative politics do hinge on a lot of white supremacy.
Amazing. There's no such thing as white supremacy, as there is no such thing as black supremacy. That's another made-up lie. Why do you like illusions as opposed to reality?
You don't think there is anyone who thinks that they're better because of the color of their skin?
There are a lot of people who think that they're better, but that doesn't make them a supremacy. That makes them a fallen state person who believe into a lie. All fallen state people think you're better than some people, but you're not. In your fallen state, you think you are, but in reality, you're not. There are two things. There's reality, and there is the lie. And in reality, you're not better than anyone.
So you don't think you're better than anyone?
No.
You don't think you're better than the black lesbians or the beta males?
No.
So you are equivalent to a beta male?
I am grateful that God has brought me out of that fallen state.
So you are, equivalent to a beta male?
No.
But you're not better than a beta male.
I used to be a beta male.
Are you better than a beta male?
Oh, yeah. A beta male is weak, like you.
So you are better. You do think you're better than
people. When it comes to that kind of thing, morality and courage, I am. But you a liberal, weak beta male. You're just like your mama. And you're not honest with your friends, with your white friends. Will you tell them now that you believe your white friends online who are Republicans, will you tell them that they're white supremacists?
No.
Why not?
Because, I mean, white supremacy is obviously a difficult topic. And if they're believing in conservative politics, then they probably hold some white supremacist views, but that doesn't make them a white supremacist equivalent to someone in, say, the KKK, obviously.
Amazing. Do you feel the same way about the new Black Panther Party? You think that they're supremacists?
I don't know what the new Black Panther Party is.
You never heard of it?
No. It's probably
Have you ever heard of the Black Panthers?
I know the Black Panthers.
You think they're supremacists? Black supremacists?
They were black supremacists.
Yeah, so you think that they're just like white supremacists?
No, they're not just like white supremacists.
Are they worse?
They were a reaction. They're a lot better.
Than the white supremacists?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Well, black supremacists were a reaction to a racist culture. White supremacism is just racist culture.
Is it possible that that doesn't exist? You've just been lied to?
No.
It's not. So you've seen it?
Have I seen the Black Panthers?
No, white supremacists.
Have I seen white supremacists?
Yeah.
Have I seen a KKK member?
Have you seen white supremacists?
I've seen Donald Trump.
Have you seen white supremacy?
Have I seen racism?
You're not answering my question.
White supremacy is a concept. How would I see it?
It's not real?
It's a concept.
So it's not real?
It's not a fungible item.
So how do you know that it exists then?
How do I know that a concept exists?
Yes.
Well, you can study it.
White supremacy.
People say they are.
So you're mixed with white. Your mother is white. Would that make half of you a white supremacy?
No.
Why not?
White supremacist doesn't mean white person.
What does it mean?
It means someone who believes that white people are superior.
And you believe that?
Do I believe that white supremacism means...
No, do you believe white people are superior?
No.
You don't believe white people are superior?
No.
Do you know other blacks who believe that white people are superior?
Yeah.
You know other blacks who believe white people are superior?
Yeah.
And what does it mean to be superior?
Well, it means to assume things like if black students were bad, then they... Or assume things like black students are only in college based on affirmative action.
That's the only way they get in.
Yeah, assuming things like that.
That's not an assumption, that's reality.
No, it's an assumption.
No, if it wasn't from affirmative action, most blacks would not be in college. Oh, we have another for you.
Frank Arrieta super chatted. Thank you for that. And he asks, ask if Aaron sees any virtue in conservatism as a philosophy or... Does he strawman half of the country by generalizing us as racist fascists?
How do you respond?
Oh, absolutely there's value in conservative politics, because generally conservative politics resists change, and, you know, we don't want to make bad changes. And that's a good thing. But
amazing.
If you support Donald Trump and co-opt the Republican Party and take conservatism to mean that we need to not just resist changes that might be bad, but go back from changes that were good, then obviously that's just white supremacism and that's not good.
What changes did the Great White Hope go back to that was bad? Was once good, but now bad.
Well, he tried to ban Muslims, didn't he?
No.
He did.
Just those that were coming from countries that were not vetted. Is that wrong?
Well... That's what he eventually wound up doing. That was his argument. But
is that wrong to ban those from
country,
those Muslims from countries that have not been vetted properly? Is that wrong?
Is it wrong to ban? If that was his motivation, it would not be as wrong as it was.
So it's not wrong.
If that was true.
And so he's not wrong.
Well, that's not true, though.
No, that is true.
It's not.
No. He wanted to ban, I believe it was six countries where Muslims came from that has not been vetted properly. And you're saying no,
that's
he wasn't.
That's what he wound up doing.
You're saying no, he wasn't wrong by that, right?
That's what he wound up doing.
And he wasn't wrong by that,
that's
right?
That's not what he wanted to do.
But he wasn't wrong by that, right?
His motivation was wrong.
Was he wrong by that?
Was he wrong by doing that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
Because he had bad motivation.
You would not have vetted them.
I would vet them.
Oh, you would?
Why can't you
but
vet them?
But that would
them?
Be wrong for you to vet them.
How would it be wrong for me
you
to vet
them? You said it was
them?
Wrong for the president?
No, I didn't.
What'd you say?
I said it was wrong for the president to have a Muslim ban.
Only from six countries where they were not vetted properly. Was that wrong?
If that's what happened, that wouldn't be wrong. Okay. But that's not what happened.
Amazing. What happened?
Well, what happened was he wanted a Muslim ban, probably designed a Muslim ban, was told that would be unconstitutional, and then found this little loophole.
Probably? And where did you get that information from?
That would probably be unconstitutional?
That he did that. Where did you get that information from?
Well, that was I'm pretty sure that was the argument before the Supreme Court.
And who were arguing that?
The people against the Muslim ban.
And who were they?
Muslims.
And you believe them?
Yeah, I have no reason to think they would lie.
You
especially
don't?
Since I saw Donald Trump with my own eyes say he wanted a Muslim ban.
Amazing. From six countries, right?
No, he said Muslim ban.
From those six countries,
he
right?
He didn't say those six
You
countries.
Didn't see the six countries?
He that's
Muslim
what he
countries? Did you see that part?
Yeah, I saw that part.
Did you agree with that?
Did I agree that that would make it constitutional?
Uh-huh.
If that was the motivation, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, Kelly.
Kbano 100 says, ask Aaron where his values come from.
Where do you get your values from?
Christianity.
And where does Christianity get its values from?
Jesus.
And what values do Christians get from Jesus?
Desire to help others, forgiveness. Yeah.
Amazing.
Good things.
What values do you have that came from the Christians?
Desire to help others, forgiveness, good things.
So you support Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
You support LGBTQ.
Yeah.
You support abortion.
I don't support abortion. I support a woman's right to choose.
You support a woman's right to have an abortion.
A woman's right to make private medical decisions concerning her own body.
Do you support a woman's right to have abortion?
To make private medical decisions
Do
concerning
your own body. Do you support a woman's right to have an abortion or abortions?
Do I support a woman's right to choose to have an abortion if she wants one?
You support that?
Yeah.
Okay. And you support affirmative action for the blacks?
It's not for the blacks. It's for everyone.
But you support affirmative action?
Yeah.
And you a beta male?
You're just going to run right through that, aren't you?
You a beta male, right? I'm reading it here. You a beta male?
Sure.
And you're a liberal badass.
Yeah.
Amazing. And you're just like your mother.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Kelly?
One last one here. Okay. Isaiah Stewart wants to know if Aaron is a feminist.
Are you a feminist?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
Yes, he is a feminist. Obama said that he was the first black president who was a feminist. Did you agree with that?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Feminism is good.
Do your mother know you're a feminist?
Yes.
Does George know this?
Yes, George is also
a
feminist.
Your brother's a feminist?
I think so.
George, are you a feminist? I want to hear from you, George. George, what's your last name?
Morris.
George Morris, are you a feminist? Your brother just called you a feminist. Well, I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
This was fun.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And also, folks, don't forget to tune in to our Indiegogo campaign. Go to thefallenstate.tv and click on the campaign. Am I right, Kelly? And then scroll down there. Tomorrow is the last day for it. We are under attack by the children of the lie. They're trying to take away free thought and free speech. We are not going to let that happen. We're not going to take that land down. So we need your support, all right? Tomorrow is the last day. And thank you so far for what you've done. We absolutely appreciate it. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, comment, and all the good stuff. And Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming on. That was amazing. Just like his mama.